This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Big K Morning Show. It's a trickle-down effect. When you don't know how much money you've got coming in, it's hard to figure out a budget. And that's certainly the case when it comes to what's going on at the federal level down to the state level. And joining us, representing the 38th District of Pennsylvania, Senator Lindsey Williams. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Education. This has been obviously in the news a lot. It's one of the largest line items of the budget for the state of Pennsylvania, yet there is a lot of uncertainty. So what are you hearing in Harrisburg? Because I hear that you're hearing from superintendents that want to know what's going on.
Yes. I think there's a lot of confusion and uncertainty, like you said, trying to figure out what is going to be cut in terms of dollars from the federal government that we're going to have to replace here in Pennsylvania. About half of Pennsylvania's budget comes from the federal government. And then also this flurry of executive orders and quote-unquote dear colleagues letters, like letters that came from the U.S. Department of Education to our local school districts, them trying to navigate and figure out what should they do, what do they respond to, what effect these have. And even the letter itself said that the guidance does not have the force and effect of law, but that doesn't mean that school districts aren't confused and overwhelmed.
Well, everybody has to make a budget, and obviously superintendents are supercharged to do that. And if you don't know what's coming in, you can't make a reasonable budget, so it has a lot of people on edge.
Yep. I mean, school districts are making their budget right now. They have their school business officials are looking at those dollars, trying to make their budget. And usually they have uncertainty about what is coming from the state, you know, because we do our budget in June or July or August, whenever, you know, we get together and actually get it done in Harrisburg. So they're already facing uncertainty, trying to figure out what the state's going to do. And now the state, like, we're having budget hearings right now with massive uncertainty as to the dollar amount that is going to come from the federal government and what we're going to have to cut or make adjustments for. And that is really hard to manage.
Is there any sense of a timing of when you'll get word? Because we're also hearing that the mandate is to dismantle the Department of Education at the federal level.
I don't know when we will hear. And that is true. We have heard that they want to get rid of the department. I mean, you don't put Linda McMahon in charge of the Department of Education unless you want to destroy it. And quite frankly, our students with the most needs are students with disabilities that rely on both the federal government in terms of money for their education and for the department to enforce their civil rights to be educated are in jeopardy. And it's certainly not a new problem. There has been an effort over the last couple of years in Harrisburg and in D.C. to dismantle, defund, destroy public education. But it is a frenetic pace, and it is unprecedented uncertainty that we are trying to grapple with here in Pennsylvania.
We're with Pennsylvania Senator Lindsey Williams. That said, the president said directly his charge to Linda McMahon was to do such a great job that you put yourself out of a job. In other words, that's the order, is to dismantle the Department of Education.
Yeah. And it, you know, that comes from either people like Elon Musk and their tech bro brothers who want to make money off the backs of students, or from people who have no idea how the education system works and how it actually serves not only to protect our students, but to train our future doctors, lawyers, plumbers, carpenters. Like, if we don't invest in our education, the future of our economy here in Pennsylvania and across America is severely impacted. Like, that is why the founders of Pennsylvania put into our Pennsylvania Constitution that we required a thorough and efficient system of public education, because they understood that that was the basis for not only a functioning economy, but a functioning democracy.
So where does that leave us in the state of Pennsylvania when it comes to education for the future?
It leaves you, like, I encourage each and everyone listening to call your state senator, your state rep, your member of Congress, your U.S. senator, and let them know that you are watching, that you are looking at the education budget to see what that number is, because you care about your kids, that you're looking at cuts to Medicare and Medicaid, that you are looking at cuts to programs that matter to you and your family. Call them. Let them know the real-life impact, because we have people in Washington who don't have the first idea what you are going through making decisions.
Senator, appreciate your time. Good luck. Sounds like a lot of challenges ahead.
Thank you so much.
All right, Senator Lindsey Williams, representing the 38th District, which, by the way, is a good chunk of Allegheny County. And uncertainty, certainly when it comes to budget, seems to be pervasive around whatever level of government you're involved in.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.